Welcome to Halacha in a Year, where we can get to learn all the most relevant halacha through the prism of the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch. You are listening to Rabbi Yaakov Tram. This shiur is kindly sponsored by the Moshe Group and CA in Zuchus of Rivka Bela Bas Nechama Shifra and in honor of Rabbi Tram.
Today we're going to be learning the halachas of kilayim, diverse animals. Kilayim among animals is a siman Kuf Ayin Hey 175 in the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch. You can look at two basic concepts, that is crossbreeding and then cross-working with different species of animals. The Torah tells us in Vayikra, Perik Yotes, Pasuk Yotes, Eschukasai Tishmoru, guard my statutes, Behem Techo, Lois Sarbia Kilaim. You are not allowed to crossbreed your animals. So is this just animals? The Kitzur says, no, it relates to crossbreeding diverse types of animals, beasts, those are non-domesticated animals, or even birds. All of this is not allowed according to Jewish law. What about bringing a female of a different species into the enclosure and just leaving her there? So one's not actively crossbreeding, one's just letting it happen. In that case, it's also forbidden. You're not allowed to facilitate such crossbreeding. What is the reason for this? So the Torah numerous times indicates that Hashem created the world liminehu, to its species, and Hashem wants it to be. There's a certain order to that. And we sometimes interrupt that order. We cross certain channels of energy. And Hashem says that's not the way it should be. This relates to the mitzvah also of basar b'chalav, with milk and meat. This also relates to shatnez, as we're going to see, a kilayim when it comes to seeds in the field, and so too with animals. Hashem says there's certain channels of energy, and I don't want you to mix those channels of energy. Ultimately, it comes down to achoik, which is how the pasuk starts. Eschuk asai tishmaru. You're going to keep our statutes, and a statute is something which we don't fully understand. We still abide by as well. We move into the next concept, and that is crow working with diverse animals. The Torah tells us in Devarim Perikov Beis Pasuk Yod, Lo yisach rosh b'shor uvachamor yadav. You cannot plow your field with an ox and a donkey together. Okay, taking two different animals and plowing them together. So let's just do a few basics over here. May one plow or perform other tasks using two species together? So it's forbidden to do any type of work, plowing, pulling a wagon, if you're using two different species of animals harnessed together to that wagon that they're pulling. Is it permissible to drive animals by just shouting at them? So you harness them and you shout at them to move. You're not hitting them, but you're shouting them. The answer is no. Making a sound is also for making them move, and that is also prohibited. May a Jew walk alongside a non-Jew-owned cart if the Jew has goods which are on that cart? The answer is no, because if there are two different species pulling it, the answer is no, because the Jew may be tempted to yell at those animals if they're not going fast enough to move his goods further along, and that would be considered a problem of the two different species being pushed by a Jew, essentially by their shouting and pulling their goods. Can one sit on a cart driven by these diverse animals, even if they're not actively driving it? The answer is no, because the animal senses the weight and pulls harder, so if one's there, one is contributing to the fact that you're working these two animals together. Is it permissible to tie different species of animals alongside or behind a wagon pulled by another species? The answer is no. Tying to another species of animals next to or behind another species is a problem. Can two diverse animals be tied together just to prevent them from escaping? Even that is not allowed. Even to prevent them from running away, it's not allowed to be done. What is the reason for this, pray say? What is this? Why is this? There are a lot of reasons which are given. So like the Ibn Ezra would point out that it's the example given by the Torah over here of the shor v'chamor is the shor is the beast of burden, which is a very, very powerful. The ox is a very powerful animal, and you're putting it next to a donkey. Donkey is a strong animal, but nowhere near as powerful as the ox, and it's going to overpower the donkey. The donkey is going to have to work much harder, and it's going to be torturous to it, and so the Torah is giving us that sensitivity as well. The Ramban points out that it actually is much related to the previous halacha that we learned, which is the halacha of kilayim. And that is that the animals that you use to work your field, you usually put in the same barn together, and it will end up being crossbreeding. So you're going to have to, these animals will be put in the same pen, and it's going to lead to crossbreeding, and that is not allowed as well. So it's almost like the Torah is creating a geder, creating its own fence for its own mitzvah of kilayim. which is related over here. And these are the ma'asim shebechol yom. These are things that happen every day. Ultimately, again, this also is a chayk. We don't know why the Torah told us this, and it's in the frail human logic to try to say, well, I approve or disapprove, or it makes sense or doesn't make sense in my little scope of vision, is not the way we go about things. But we do try to find reason, even though ultimately there is an infinite lawgiver who's giving this to us, whether or not we fully comprehend. I look at one last observation here, and that is the topic of mules. So we know that a mule is a product of a horse and a donkey. May one use two mules to plow? So it depends, the Kitzur points out, is that sometimes a mule can be a product of a stallion and a she-donkey, and sometimes a mare and a he-donkey. And those products are considered in halacha different. So therefore, one would have to see if one has two mules, one would have to examine them, and he describes examining their ears, their tails, and their voices to see if they are products from the male side of the horses or the female side of the horses, because if they are not the same, then that would be considered a problem of cross species, even internally among mules. And it's worthwhile noting there is a stricter opinion about mules, and that is some places can hold that a single mule itself is inherently considered a mixture and forbidden to be used for riding or any type of work, because it's like plowing with two animals, the two animals mixed together. Not everybody agrees with this, but that is something that is one consideration when it comes to this myth. A very fascinating application, something those who are agriculturally not as sensitive to do not get has not known so much, but it's very important to appreciate some of the complexities of halachas. Have a wonderful meaning.